来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典怜悯。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and the love.
主，感谢你赐给我们耶稣基督，成为我们的救主，成为我们生命的主。
Thank you, Father, to give us Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior.
主，他来到世上，真的把福音真的带下来，也赐给我们，也把神的国带到世上来。
He came and brought with him the gospel and the heavenly kingdom.
父神，我们也感谢你，真的赐下圣经给你的儿女。
Father, we also thank you to give us the Bible.
让我们能够有主你明确的带领，知道我们如何来在世生活，才能讨主你的喜悦。
So that we would know how to live a life that would be pleasing to you.
主，就求主你今天就继续教导我们，透过你的话语，让我们知道如何才能真的是活出一个主你喜悦的儿女，你喜悦的父母。
Oh Lord, please teach us through your words today that we can be the parents and the children that will be pleasing to you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在前几次的信息中呢，使徒保罗呢勉励所有的基督徒，不论是弟兄姐妹，不论是老年的还是年轻的，那么让他们让我们知道，我们都是蒙了神极大恩典的人。
So in the previous messages, the Apostle Paul has taught us whether we are old or young, a man or women, that we are all blessed by the Lord.
那我们虽然都是蒙了神极大恩典的罪人，然而呢，我们又是光明之子，生活在这个黑暗污秽的世界。
So we are both blessed sinners, and that we are also sons of light living in this terrible world.
所以我们既然是光明之子，我们理当活出讨神喜悦的生命。
As long as we are sons of light, we ought to live a life that would be pleasing to the Lord.
那么像黑暗中的光明一样影响我们周围的人。
So we should be the light in the darkness so we can influence the people around us.
那么让世人因看着我们的彼此相爱和我们的好品行就能认出我们是神的儿女。
So the world can see our love with each other and our character, therefore they know that we are children of God.
来荣耀那位把我们从罪恶过犯中拯救出来的救主。
So that we may glorify the Savior who has delivered us from sin.
那么把更多还没有认识神的人能够带到神的面前。
So we can also bring many people who did not know God to come before him.
然而我们也不得不承认，我们每个基督徒也都是有罪有限的不完全的人。
We have to admit every Christian is sinful and limited.
我们经常还会遇到各样的诱惑和试探。
We will run into all kinds of temptations.
比方我们经常要需要处理各种人与人之间的关系。
We have to deal with interpersonal relationships.
那么对我们其实生命最有影响的关系就是我们家庭成员之间的关系。
So the most important relationshipis the relationship in our family.
也就是夫妻之间的关系和儿女与父母之间的关系。
So that's the relationship between husband and wives and between children and parents.
那么使徒保罗呢，他在以弗所书第五章，他给了我们一个处理家庭成员关系的一个法宝。
So Apostle Paul in chapter 5 of Ephesians give us a guideline.How to deal with interpersonal relationships in the family.
那就是当从敬畏基督的心，我们要彼此顺服。
So we need to submit to each other with the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们上一次信息呢，已经分享了建立美好的夫妻关系的关键，乃是要妻子当出于顺服神，也顺服她的丈夫，而丈夫。要像基督一样爱教会一样，要爱他的妻子。
So last week we discussed the perfect relationship between a couple. The husbands need to love, and the wife need to submit to God and submit to the husband.
我们今天一起来看儿女与父母的关系。
So today we look at the relationship between children and the parents.
那么使徒保罗呢，他在信息中勉励所有的基督徒。
So Apostle Paul encouraged all Christians.
因在我们愿意顺服神的道，那么儿女当在主里听从父母，孝敬他们。
As we follow the word of the Lord, so our children should be also learn in the word of God.
而父母呢，当按照主的道来教育、来养育他们的儿女。
So the children, the parents should discipline in the words and the instruction of the Lord.
那我们就想从两方面呢跟大家来分享。
So we shall share with you from two different perspectives.
那么基督徒家庭的儿女当如何对待他们的父母
？So how children should treat their parents in the Christian family?
那么作为基督徒的父母又当如何来对待他们的儿女
？So as a Christian parents, how should we interact with our children?
我们先来看第一点，就是儿女当如何来对待父母。
So the first, how should the children treat their parents?
那我们先来看，这是在第一节到第三节。我们先来看第一节，说你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
So verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
那么保罗在论述夫妻关系的时候呢，他先说是妻子要顺服丈夫。
In talking about the relationship between husband and wife, Paul first said that the wives should submit to their husbands.
那么这里在谈到儿女父母的关系时，也是在先强调儿女在主里要先听从父母。
So here he also emphasized first the children should obey the parents.
那么听从，那么是指个人对权柄的一个顺服。
So obey means submit yourself to authority.
那么这其中呢有两层的含义。
There are two meanings.
一是听，那就是儿女对父母的话要认真的对待，不可轻视，当耳旁风一样。
So the children should be serious, take the words of the parents.
二是从，那么这是听了以后的反应，也就是要顺从。
So after you heard it, your response should be to obey.
所以就像是经过一个过程，经过两个方面的过程。
So this is one process of two things.
那么听从父母的意思就是要耐心仔细地聆听父母所讲的。
So to listen is to incline your ear and listen carefully.
然后对他们所讲的话要用温柔的态度做出一个正面的回应。
And you have a positive response to the words that you heard.
那么世人因为都有罪性，都那么不愿意服从权柄，这是每个人的共性。
Because we are all sinful, therefore we do not like to submit to authority.
那么人与生俱来的本性就是想挑战权柄。
So the kind of a nature that came with birth is we want to have authority ourselves.
而不肯轻易去服从。
And do not like to submit easily.
那么做父母亲的呢，都有这样的经历。
So as parents, we all have the same experiences.
而你从小就故意做一些父母明白地告诉他们不准他们做的事情。
So children usually deliberately do something against the parents' wish.
那么听一个牧师在讲到的时候，他讲了这样一个故事。
There's one pastor who told a story.
他说他跟他的儿子很小的时候，可能一两岁的时候，就在地下玩耍。
So he was playing with his son when he was about a year or so two.
那么他边玩边告诉儿子说这个墙上的这个电源插座，你什么时候都不可以碰。
So he told the son, "Do not touch the socket on the wall."
儿子也答应他，好的，说他不会碰。
The son said, "Yes, I won't."
但是他爸爸刚坐到椅子上，儿子边看他爸爸，边就拿手就要伸到那个电源插孔里面去。
So as soon as the father sat down, so the son look at the Father and put into the socket.
那么我们平时呢，也遇过类似的经历。
We have same similar experiences.
我记得小时候告诉孩子们说，这个地方，这个东西烫，你不能拿手摸。
You told them this is hot, don't touch it.
但是他们往往就是要拿手来碰一下，烫完以后才知道，才不去摸了。
So they usually would touch it anyway. After they touch it, maybe they'll stop.
所以呢，要在主里听从父母，那么的意思就是要听从父母，那是主的命令。
So you listen to your parents in the Lord means you listen to their words.
那么听从父母，既然是主的命令，那么也就是我们听从他，也就是对主的顺服。
So to listen to your parents means you're submitting yourself to the Lord.
所以呢，儿女在主里听从父母，一定是神所喜悦的，那是理所当然，是正确的。
So the children listen to their parents is right, and it is God's will.
但是这里呢，如果父母呢要儿女做一些明显不符合圣经教导、不合神旨意的事情。
If the parents ask the children to do things against God's teaching,
儿女就可以不服从，因为这是神不喜悦的。
So children could not obey because it does not please the Lord.
因为我们每个人生在世上的目的，不管大人小孩子，就是要荣耀神，讨他的喜悦。
Because the chief function of us is to glorify God.
那么这里还有一点需要指出来，就是儿女结婚之后，他们有了自己的家庭。
In another part, when the children are grown, they have their own families.
那么他们在未婚之前，跟儿女、跟父母的关系是最近的。
Before they're married, maybe they're very close to their parents.
那但是他们结婚以后呢，他们夫妻关系就是一个最近的、最亲密的关系。
So after their marriage, so the relationship between the spouse should be the closest.
而且他们就不像在未婚时在父母权柄下一样。
So they will no longer be the same as under the authority of their parents before they were married.
就像在创世纪的二章二十四节这样说，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So it's in Genesis 2:24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
所以呢，结婚以后建立了家庭的儿女，他们也有了养育下一代的权柄和他们的责任。
So after they are married, they also have responsibility and authority to bring up the next generation.
那么对他们父母的话要尊重，但是不再是凡事听从。
So they should respect their parents, but no longer obey their parents.
那么儿女在主里要听从父母，其实是对父母顺服的外在表现。
So when children listen to their, obey to their parents, is the external behavior.
也是做儿女当尽的本分。
It's also their sense of responsibility.
因为父母亲给了我们肉身的生命。
Because the parents give us a physical body.
那么也无微不至地把我们养大成人。
And also bring us up.
因为连主耶稣他是神的儿女、儿子，那么他都顺服他在地上的父母亲。
Could you repeat?
主耶稣他虽然是神，也是人，所以他也顺服他在地上的父母亲、父母。
主耶稣 So.Our Lord Jesus also obeyed his earthly parents.
So, 何况我们这些蒙了神极大恩典的人。
So, we, those who are blessed by the Lord, should also do that.
所以我们听从顺服我们的父母，那是理所当然的。
So, to listen to our parents and to obey them is right.
那么保罗呢，接着勉励做儿女的，要从内心中常常怀有对父母的敬重和关爱的态度。
So that Paul asked the children to often respect and care for their parents.
那么在二到三节他这样讲，他说要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的命令、诫命。
So in verse 2, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise.
那么孝敬父母，我们从那么是十诫道德律的第五条。
So honor parents is the fifth commandment of the ten.
那么十诫的前四诫，那么讲的是人与神之间的关系。
All the Ten Commandments spoke of relationship between man and God.
而后面的第六，而后面后六诫乃是告诉的是关于人与人之间的关系。
The last six speak of relationship between man and man.
而孝敬父母，他又是在人与人关系的这个诫命中的，神把它放在了第一条。
So honor your parents is the number one of the six interpersonal commands.
所以这条诫命在出埃及记的二十章十二节是这样讲的。他说：“当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。”
So this was spoken in Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you.
那么主耶稣，那么他设立这些诫命，那么他这些先后的顺序，都是有他的按的重要性不同放在那儿的。
So the commands that was given by our Lord Jesus is arranged according to the importance.
所以可见孝敬父母这条诫命，那是人与人关系之中最重要的一条诫命。
So obviously, honor your parents is the most important relationship in the interpersonal.
这里也说它是第一条带，实际中第一条带有应许的诫命。
So this is the first commandment that has a promise.
那我们应该怎么样来理解这条诫命？他说是这个带第一条带有应许的诫命。
So how should I understand the first commandment with a promise?
那么这个应许就是字面上是这样，他说使你的日子在耶和华所赐的地上，你的地上得以长久。
So it means that you should live long on the land that was promised to you by God.
那我们怎么样来理解这句应许？
How should we understand this promise?
那么是不是说是敬孝敬父母的人一定就能够活得比这个别人长久？
Does this mean those who honor their parents will live longer than the other people?
当然这个不是了。我们常常也会听到一些很爱主的这些神的仆人们，他们也可能会早早的就回到天家。
Of course, that's not true, because we often hear those who love the Lord returned heavenly homes early.
那么圣经上有好多地方也告诉我们，那些恶人在世上活得非常自在，而且活得很长。
So the Bible also tells us that many of the wicked lives long and happily in the world on earth.
所以呢，理解这节经文，那么我们就不能按字面上的这个意思来去理解了。
So we cannot understand this passage literally.
那么根据历史资料的记载
，According to history，
那么在保罗写这封信的当时呢，他是这样的情况。当时呢，有一半的小孩子，他们因为疾病或者是这个各种的事故，有一半的小孩子他们是活不到十岁的。
So according to the history, during the time when Paul wrote this, half of the children could not live beyond 10 years.
那么保罗是盼望这些孩子们听到他这些勉励时。
So Paul was hoping when the children heard this encouragement,
能够把他的勉励放在心上，来孝敬他们的父母。
So can keep this encouragement in on their mind to obey and honor their parents.
因为他们常常会发现，他们身边跟他们同龄的小孩子就失去了。
Because they will see that some of their friends died.
所以保罗是希望这些小孩子们在听了这些神的话语之后，能够因着他们愿意顺从，他们就能够在世上活得比那些小孩子们更长久一些。
So Paul was hoping those kids who wanted to live longer, therefore they will honor their parents.
所以呢，保罗对做儿女的基督徒讲这句话，并不是指说只要他们能够孝敬父母，他们一定会活得更长、更长寿。
So Paul was not saying as long as they honor their parents, they will live long.
而是鼓励小孩子们从小就要有敬畏神的心。
Is to encourage them to have the fear of the Lord in their hearts.
神必然会按着他们所行的来报答他们，赐他们福气。
So God will reward them according to their behavior.
那么为什么神把人应当孝敬父母这件事情看得这么重要呢？
Why does God look so important that we should honor our parents?
那么因为你是否真的爱神，可以从你是否孝敬父母来显明出来。
Because if you, we can see if you love the God by whether you love your parents.
因为一个懂得孝敬父母的人，他一定是一个从有敬畏神的心的一个人。
So the person who knows how to honor their parents must be the person who also loves God.
如果我们不孝敬我们的父母，那么确实我们爱神，那么这对人来说也是很难相信的。那么在神的眼里，那我们就是一个撒谎的人。
So if we say we love God, but we don't love our parents, then in God's eye, we would be lying.
那么父母生我们养育我们，那我们做儿女的以孝敬来报答。
So parents raise us, so we repay our parents by obeying them.
那这理所当然是应当做的。
So this is right, we should do it.
但是为什么神还把它放在诫命中人与人关系第一条让人来遵行呢？
So why does God put this as the first commandment among interpersonal relationships?
因为神知道我们罪人的本性。
Because God knows our own nature of sin.
那么做儿女和做父母是两个完全不同的角色。
So being children and being parents are two different roles.
那么做父母的很自然的会把一切的好东西，那么就会留给儿女来享用。
So parents automatically will leave good things for their children to enjoy.
那么主耶稣在马太福音第七章的十一节前半部分，他这样说：“你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。”
So our Lord Jesus said in Matthew 7:11, the first half, "If you then who are evil know how to give good things to your children."
但是做儿女的呢，却不一定一定会把最好的东西留给父母。
But children may not save the best for their parents.
所以父母的心呢，常常是惦记儿女。父母的心常常惦记儿女。
So the parents often think about their children.
但儿女呢，却很少挂念他们的父母。
So children rarely care for their parents.
那么这也是他们的天性。
That's their nature.
那么有一句俗话说，他说儿女是自己。儿女是自己的，父母是大家的。
There was a saying that children are my own, parents belongs to all.
那么这意思就是说，父母把儿女都看作是自己的一个宝贝。
So that means parents look at children as their own treasure.
而儿女呢，却把父母看作是他们共享的财富。
And the children look at the parents as they mutually enjoy.
想想看，那如果我们连把我们当成宝贝的父母，我们都不知道来珍惜他们、爱护他们。
So if we look at our children as treasure, do we know how to cherish them?
那么在这个世界上，我们还有什么真心能爱别人呢？
If we don't do that, how can we love other people?
那么我们还怎么才能说我们敬畏神呢？
How can we say we fear the Lord?
那么很多时候，其实别人看我们的信仰，他不只是看我们说什么或者我们信什么。
Oftentimes, people don't look at what we say, listen to what we say or what we do.
而是看我们做什么，怎么做。
So they look at our deeds.
那么儿女，那么当如何来孝敬我们的父母？
So how should children honor their parents?
那么有几点我们可以一起来思想。
We can think about several points.
那么首先，我们要从内心来感恩父母养育的辛劳。
So we should have a thankful heart for our children, for our parents raising us.
那么每个父母都是用无私的爱来把自己的儿女来带大。
We know that parents bring up the children with endless love.
想想看，他们一定会经历多少的痛苦、失望，还有他们的付出。
So we can think how much they paid up and how much disappointment they may have.
那么才能成就我们的今天。
And made us to be the way we are today.
那么只有我们体会到父母的付出的时候，我们才会产生发自内心的感恩。
So we can only thank our from our heart to think about how our parents that paid for us.
才会尽我们的所能来满足我们父母的需求。
So that we may do our best to meet our parents' requirements.
那么另外呢，我们做儿女的跟父母之间一定会产生各种的分歧或者矛盾。
So there will be conflicts between parents and children.
甚至会有彼此之间的伤害。
Maybe even harm.
所以我们也要学习饶恕我们的父母。
We should also learn to forgive our parents.
所以我们必须要明白，我们的父母也是罪人。
We need to understand our parents are sinners.
那么他们也有他们的弱点和缺点。
They have their weaknesses.
也会犯错误。
They can make a mistake.
所以我们也要理解并接受父母，他也是有情感的。
We should understand that our parents have emotions.
我们会跟父母亲发脾气或者生气。
We may be angry with our parents.
那么做父母亲的，他也会有脾气，也会有情绪。
So our parents may have a temper too.
所有的这些不能抹杀父母亲在我们身上的恩典。
None of this should eliminate how we thank our parents.
为了抚养我们每一位儿女长大成人而付出的代价。
So the cost our parents paid to raise up all the children.
所以我们唯一能做的就是要用爱心来接纳。
The only thing we can do is accept with love.
那如果我们不肯接纳的话，我们只会自己更加痛苦。
If we are not willing to accept, we are only adding to our own pain.
那么甚至会一生会充满怨恨与苦毒。
So that we may feel of a bitterness and complaints.
但是当你愿意饶恕、原谅父母时，你就会觉得释放，得到释放。
When you are willing to forgive your children, you may experience release.
你也会讨神的喜悦，你也会得到喜乐。
So you will be pleasing to God and receive joy.
所以可以这样讲，好的家庭关系是建立其他人际关系的基础。
So we can say a good family relationship is the foundation for all the other relationships.
那么孝敬父母呢，不只在心态和言语上。
To honor your parents, not only in your words and in your attitude.
那么我们一定要在行动上也有。
We should also show it in our behavior.
那么第一呢，就是在经济方面。
The first is economically.
那么如果父母亲无力负担他自己的生活需要，
If parents cannot support themselves,
那么儿女必须来供养他们，这是尽该尽的本分。
So children should support their parents.
那么保罗说，人若不看顾他的亲属，就是背了真道。
So Paul says, if we don't take care of our relatives, that's against the human nature.
所以还不如那些不信的人。
For those unbelievers.
所以让我们每个弟兄姐妹也来思想保罗的这个警告。
So let's also think about the warning.
那么即使父母有能力供养自己，
If the parents can support themselves,
那么做儿女的也当在适当的时候，那么用各种的方式来表达我们对他的关爱。
So as children, we should show our care and love for them by different kind of methods.
那么第二呢，我们要用心来关怀他们。
We need to care for them with our heart.
那么父母亲年纪大了，身边难免有身体难免有一些毛病。
So parents getting older, they may have problems.
那么儿女呢，不要让他们觉得人老了就没有价值。
So don't let them feel that as they are old, they are worthless.
那么身体的健康和心理的健康，它是互相影响的。
So physical and emotional health are related to each other.
所以老人常常我们发现他们是最怕寂寞孤独。
So older people are afraid of being alone.
所以呢，我们如果有可能的话，应该经常去陪他们去说说话，带他们出去走一走。
If possible, we should often talk with them and take them out.
那么如果和父母住的比较远的话，我们也常常可以通过电话或者视频来问他们的安。
So if you live far from your parents, you should greet them by phone or television.
那么更重要的是，如果父母还没有信主，要向他们传福音。
If your parents are not believers, you should bring them the gospel.
那么让他们真正的明白人生的意义何在。
So they truly understand the meaning of life.
那么让他们知道因信主满有的平安、喜乐和盼望。
So that they may have the joy and peace in faith.
让他们知道他们的喜乐不仅仅在于看到儿女的成就。
So let their joy not only limited to the accomplishment of their children.
让他们真正知道他们的喜乐是能够蒙了神的拯救的恩典。
So they truly understand their joy is the grace of God.
那么保罗勉励基督徒当有的夫妻关系的时候，那么从两方面谈了夫妻互相对待的方式。
So Paul has taught two different things that husbands and wives should treat each other.
那么保罗这里也是从两方面来勉励儿女和父母当有的怎样互相对待的方式。
So here Paul also encouraged parents and children how to treat each other in two different ways.
那么怎么样互相对待儿女和父母，那么才能讨神的喜悦。
So how can they treat each other to please God?
那我们已经分享了儿女当怎样对待父母，那么现在我们来看父母怎么样来对待儿女。
Now we look at how the children should treat, parents should treat their children.
我们先来，那么是最后一节，第四节，他这里说，你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So verse 4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord.
那么虽然呢，父母都有养育儿女的责任。
Even though all parents have the responsibility to raise their children.
那么就像箴言一章八节所说，他说：“我儿，要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。”
Just like in the Proverbs 1:8, it says, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching."
所以呢，父亲、母亲都有权柄来教养我们的儿女。
So fathers and mothers have the authority to raise our children.
但是保罗这里并没有说你们做父母的不要惹儿女的气。
But Paul didn't say parents do not provoke your children.
而是说你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
But said fathers do not provoke the children.
那么保罗如此说乃是在强调父亲在家中做头的角色。
Paul says so because he's emphasizing the father's role as the head of the family.
那么作为一家之主，神赐权柄给父亲，让他为了每个家庭成员的好处，要不要乱用神赐给他的权柄。
So as a head of the family, the father should not abuse the privilege given to him by God.
所以不要在家庭中成为一个独裁者。
Do not be a terror in a house.
那么而是在一定的约束下要用好神给他的权柄。
So they should have a restraint in using the authority from God.
那么神赐父亲权柄来养育儿女。
God gave children the authority to raise children.
但要求他不是随心所欲的使用他的权柄。
Not to use the privilege as they wish.
而是附加了两个约束条件。
There are two restraints.
那么一个就是以主的教训和警戒作为他的指导。
One is to instruct them and discipline them in God's words.
二是行使他的权柄时不要惹儿女的气。
So when you use your authority, do not provoke the children to anger.
那么下面我们可以 看一下什么叫惹儿女的气。
What does it mean provoking children to anger?
那么当父母亲用错误的方式管教孩子。
When you discipline your children with the wrong method.
那么当你的孩子感觉到被父母压迫或者羞辱或者是欺骗。
When children feel they're deceived, oppressed, or persecuted by their parents,
那么他的自尊心必然会受到伤害。
You will hurt their self-respect.
那么他自然会生气或者是愤怒。
So they will be angry.
那么那时呢，我们就是惹儿女的气了。
So we provoke them.
那么在诗篇一百二十七篇的三节，他这样讲。诗篇一百二十七篇第三节。
Psalm 127 verse 3.
他说儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Behold, children are heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb and reward.
所以我们管教或者养教导我们的儿女的时候，我们一定要知道我们的儿女是属于神的。
So as we teach our children, we should know our children belong to God.
那么是神造了他们。
God created them.
不管他现在有多么小，那么神给了他个性，也给了他灵魂。
It doesn't matter how small they are. God gives them a character, also gives them the soul.
所以我们作为父母亲的，我们不能拿儿女当作我们有时候的一个这个出气筒、出气的地方。
So we should not use our children as a place to release our anger.
我们没有理由随便来对待他们。
We cannot treat them any which way we like.
因此呢，父母的权柄不能在儿女的身上按照自己的私欲去使用。
So we cannot treat our children according to our own desires.
那么有的父母亲，那么他在外面受了气或者受了委屈。
When parents who were mistreated by at outside the family.
那么或者他在家中跟配偶之间发生这个冲突。
Or there are conflicts between the parents.
那么有时就会把那怒气呢发泄在儿女的身上。
So they dislocate their anger onto the children.
那么有的父母亲也会用金钱物质来威胁自己的孩子。
They sometimes they also threat their children with a money and the material.
那么有时候会告诉儿女说，如果你不听我的话，那么我就不给你零花钱，不给你买你喜欢的东西。
So if you don't listen to me, I'm not going to give you cash or buy things for you.
那么也有的儿女呢，也有的父母亲呢，跟儿女说话不算数。
Some parents, they would tell their children, but they don't keep the promise.
那么总不认真对待自己跟儿女的承诺。
They do not keep their promises.
那么所有这些都会让孩子感到害怕或者是失望。
So this will cause fear or disappointment in the children.
那么所有的这些行为也都是在惹儿女的气。
All this will provoke children to anger.
也就是凡是假冒管教之名来发泄我们自己的怒气的父母，那么都会让儿女受伤害。
So the parents who use the name of discipline to release their own anger will harm their children.
也会他们缺乏安全感。
Lead them to lack of security.
因为他们知道，不管哪天如果父母亲不高兴，就会剥夺他们本来有的东西。
So they know if parents are not happy, they will be deprived.
所以呢，我们做父母亲的，只要不惹儿女的气，那么就要做一个信实的父母。
So as long as we do not provoke our children, we should be a faithful parents.
要成为一个说话算数的父母。
So we should keep our promises.
那么要做一个常常怀恩慈的父母。
So we should also be kind to them.
不要成为一个刚愎自用的父母。
Don't just use them as your own way.
那么不要惹儿女的气，那么这是神约束我们乱用权柄养育儿女的一个消极方面。
This is a negative restraint God has for us.
那么在积极的方面呢，神要做父母的，以主的教训和这个警戒来指导养育我们的儿女。
So positively, we should discipline and instruct the children in God's words.
那么基督徒父母养育孩子，不只是要照顾他们身体上的需要。
As Christian parents, not only we pay attention to their physical needs.
那么让他们说衣食无缺，也有避风遮雨的地方就可以了。
It's not enough just to have them have a shelter and they have nothing lacking.
也不只是说照顾他们心理上的需要。
Not only for their emotional needs.
那么让儿女觉得我们父母亲爱他们，供应他们，我们也会保护他们。
So let them know that we love them and we protect them.
要是让他们有一定的安全感。
So they have a sense of security.
那么基督徒养育儿女最重要的，那是要满足他们属灵方面的需要。
So the parents, the most important responsibility is to meet their spiritual needs.
也就是教导他们对神的认识和培养他们与神美好的关系。
Teach them to know God and to have a good relationship with God.
帮助他们领受神丰盛的恩典和他的慈爱。
Help them to receive the grace and love.
那我们应该做一些什么来做父母的？
How should we do it?
那比方，我们可以和孩子们分享我们自己信靠神的经历。
So we share them our own experience in how we trust in God.
我们可以在遇到困难时看着孩子遇到困难时和他们来一起祷告。
So pray with them when they are in trouble.
我们可以在家庭里面建立灵修的习惯。
We have a habit of a devotion in the family.
等等，这些就是我们做父母亲的，特别是做父亲的，如何来带领儿女，带领家庭，能够来更加的认识神，跟神建立美好的关系。
So all of these are the father's responsibility to have a good relationship with the Lord.
那么诗篇二十七篇第十节，他这样讲，他说：“我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。”
So, Psalm 27:10 says that my father and my mother has forsaken me, but the Lord took me in.
所以呢，我们要知道，我们做父母的再怎么爱我们的儿女，那么我们也不可能一辈子都能跟他们在一起。
So we know that even we love our children, we cannot be with them all the time.
所以孩子长大了，有他们的路要走。
So when they grow up, they have their own requirements.
有他们自己的人生要过。
They have their own life.
那么也有他们自己的世界要开拓。
Have their own world to create.
也有他们自己的家庭来保护。
So have their own family to protect.
所以呢，他要想实现自己的理想，那么他要自己要去付出代价。
So they have to pay the price to fulfill their ideals.
只有认真努力才能够完成。
So they have to strive to achieve it.
我们也要教导我们的儿女，他们会遇到很多的引诱试探。
We should teach our children they will face temptations.
那么只有认识真理才会分辨善恶是非。
They can only know the truth to discern evil and good.
他们也会遇到挫折、失望或者失败的打击。
So they will fail, they will be disappointed, they will be frustrated.
所以呢，只有信靠神，用智慧和信心勇敢地面对，才会度过这些难关。
They can only face all those by faith in trust in the Lord.
所以呢，孩子有他们自己的个人的人生，是父母无法代替的。
So the children have their own life that we as parents cannot substitute.
所以父母不可以陪孩子一生，神是他们唯一的依靠。
So parents cannot be with them all the time, and God is their only dependent.
所以我们要从小孩子小的时候就要用圣经的真理、神的话语来教导他们。
So from their young, we teach them with the truth of the Bible.
所以把他们带到神的面前。
So bring them to God.
当他们对神有更多的认识时，他们就会知道。
As they know more about God, they'll know.
无论他们走到哪里。
No matter where they go.
无论他们遇到什么的困难。
Doesn't matter what face.
神是他们的避难所。
God is their shelter.
神是他们的力量。
God is their strength.
神也是他们在患难时随时的帮助。
God is their every help in trouble.
我们前面说到这些，其实我们可以这样讲，都是一些言教，就是用言语来教导他们。
So what we talked about is only to teach in words.
其实我们每个人都知道，好多时候身教要比言教呢更有效，更有力。
So sometimes our deeds to teach by our own behavior is much better than by our words.
所以做父母亲的，尤其做父亲的，那么我们自己的在家中的这个榜样的作用也是非常重要的。
So our parents, how we be example in the home is very important.
那么小孩子从小就看我们做什么，我们生活习惯是什么。
So our children watch us when they were very young.
他们就会慢慢的学习。
So they will learn from us.
那如果我们做父母亲的，那么如果我们在小孩子小时候，那么就他们就看见我们经常去祷告。
If they see us often pray when they were young.
如果他们看着我们经常爸爸妈妈在一起祷告。
If they often see parents pray together.
如果他们看见我们常常一起读圣经。
If they see us reading Bible together.
一起为着好多的事情来一起的分享神的恩典
share the grace of God
那么他们也会从小就有一个感恩的心
so they will also have a thankful heart since young
从小也会有一个寻求神依靠神的心
they will also depend and seek God
所以我们做父母亲的在儿女的面前更应该用我们的身教来做美好的见证
so we should be a good testimony by our own behavior for the children.
那么这样对孩子可能更有效。
This will be more effective.
那么在今天的信息中，使徒保罗勉励我们。
So through the message, Paul encouraged us.
那么基督徒家庭中，儿女和父母在主里当有美好的关系。
So in the Christian family, parents and children should have good relationship in the Lord.
那么他嘱咐做儿女的要听从父母，孝敬父母。
He taught the children to obey their honor their parents.
那么这是顺服神的体现。
Is to submit themselves to God.
那么同时也是讨神喜悦的。
It also pleased the God.
一定会得到神的祝福。
And will be blessed.
那么保罗呢也同时嘱咐做父亲。
Paul also teach the parents.
那么在教养儿女时不可随意乱用神所赐的权柄。
Do not abuse the power from God in their discipline of children.
不要惹儿女的气。
Do not provoke their anger.
伤害他们的身体和他们的心灵。
To hurt their body and their emotions.
而要按照主的教训和警戒来教养他们。
So teach them by God's words and warning.
使他们更多认识神，信靠神。
So they know more about God and depend on trust in God.
那么建立与神美好的关系。
To have a good relationship with God.
我们求神呢帮助我们每位做儿女的。
May God help every children.
那么在主里要听从父母，孝敬父母。
Listen and honor your parents.
那么也求主来怜悯我们每位做父母的。
May God have mercy on all the parents.
要善用神所赐我们的权柄。
To use the authority from God wisely.
那么本着敬畏神的心。
Use because our heart of fearing the Lord.
那么从小就用神的话语来教导我们的儿女。
So teach our children with God's words since young.
让他们早日认识神，信靠神。
So that they may know God, depend on God early.
一生不要远离神。
And never depart from the Lord.
一生跟随神的脚步，直到见主的面。
Until they meet with Him again.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们又一次来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and give you thanks.
主再次感谢你透过圣经教导我们做父母的、做儿女的。
So through the Bible, you teach the parents and the children.
我们当如何行才讨主你的喜悦？
How should we behave that we may please to you?
我们当如何行，我们才能够真的是做一个主，按照你圣经的要求的一个父母亲、一个儿女？
How should we act to fulfill your requirements as parents and children?
主，我们知道我们做好多做儿女的、做父母亲的，在主你的要求上，我们还差得很远。
We know that as parents and children, we're far from your requirements.
就求主你的圣灵感动我们每一位。
May your spirit encourage each one of us.
主，让我们真的是知道主你的话语是何等的宝贵。
So that we know your words.Are how precious.
让我们承认我们自己的过犯，我们自己的不足。
So we may admit to you our inadequacy.
主靠着你的恩典，让我们能够成为一个讨你喜悦的儿女，讨你喜悦的父母亲。
By your grace, we can be a parent or a children that would be pleasing to you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.